Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Are you experiencing challenges in your relationships, or perhaps struggling with forgiveness of yourself or even others? Are you feeling disempowered or drained of your mana life force? Perhaps you're just simply curious about Hawaiian spirituality. Well, today is your show, because we're going to be taking a look at the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono by a real native Hawaiian. In fact, calling in live from Maui today, Gina Naluai. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, founder of my bicoastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful states of Virginia and California. If I can help you transform your life in any way so that you can heal what needs to be healed and move forward living the life you're meant to live of joy, perhaps I can help you through readings, maybe energy healings, or even using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, you can find me at lovefirst.info, and I would love to hear from you, and I would love to work with you. Joining me today and every week is my favorite co-host, the intuitive prospector, Mark Lanehart in Seattle, Washington. Mark, how goes it?
Hi, Kim. Hi, inspired listeners. Good to be back with you. I missed last week's show with some last-minute things that came up, so it's good to be here, and I'm looking forward to this show, the history on it. And now let's start with, how do you actually pronounce the word? I think that would be great for the inspired listeners of how to say this word that we're going to be talking about for the next 60 minutes here.
It's Ho'oponopono, and our guest today is going to talk to us all about that, the correct pronunciation of all these fancy Hawaiian words and the meanings behind them, and how, more importantly, how to work with them.
Awesome. Well, I was looking at her bio and just trying to say the word and get a little tongue-tied, but just want to say hello to the Inspired Listening community out there. Thank you so much for being with us here yet again on another Wisdom Wednesday. It is February 1st. We're into a new month. We have a lot coming up for the show. Just want to let our inspired listeners know, if you want to interact with us live right now, head on over to our Inspired Living Radio page on Facebook. I am watching that page. If you want to call in, we're going to be taking your questions, if you have a question on this subject, at 202-570-7057. You can also catch us on Twitter, Instagram, under Inspired For Us. That's the number four, Inspired For Us. You can catch us over on Google Plus Communities under Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. You can also catch us after this live show is over. Head on over to the Encore shows that run all week long on Om Times Radio. You can also find us under iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, marklanehart.com. And what I love about Om Times Radio, you guys, is you can listen to it anywhere in the world. You don't need a username. You don't need a password. You just open up the internet. Come join us for Inspired Living Radio and get some very interesting and inspiring topics. If you do want to work with me, I like Kim said, I am in Seattle, but I am not bi-coastal. I'm only on the West Coast here. But if you're in the Pacific Northwest and you want to work with me or in Seattle, please visit marklanehart.com. You can do an internet search for the Intuitive Prospector. I'd love to do some spiritual prospecting with you. And real quick, Kim, just want to let our inspired listener and community know that I do have a few live events coming up here in the month of February. On February 17th, I will be hosting a mediumship demonstration to where you are, spiritual connections with your loved ones. And next week's guest actually is coming into town, Cynthia Rose McCowan. We're going to be doing a joint gallery session on February 18th, Developing Your Spiritual Connections Workshop. And on February 22nd, my part four of Psychic Sciences, Working with Your Clairs over on the Learn It Live Ohm Times Expert platform. And Kim, I just want to let listeners know as well, if they want to join me every Monday morning now at 8 a.m. Pacific over on Ohm Times Magazine, doing Facebook Live for a half hour where you can join me and we talk about Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark. So a lot of good stuff going on there. And that, again, is over on Ohm Times Magazine Facebook page for Facebook Live. It is the month of February, and with that, we have a new positive affirmation. And I know, Kim, you are all about love. I know that your practice is all about love first. So we thought it would be fitting, since
that's right,
it's Valentine's Day here in a few days, to actually have a positive affirmation around love. So the February Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation is, I encounter love in all my relationships, and I love these encounters. I encounter love in all my relationships, and I love these encounters. And that's what life is all about. Back to you, Kim.
Excellent. Excellent. Very nice. Wouldn't that be nice to, let me change my language here. Isn't that going to be nice to experience love in all of our relationships? All right. Well,
especially
without further ado,
especially in this world today, we need a lot of that.
That's right. That's right. So without further delay, I am so excited to actually introduce my cousin. I've never had a family member on before like this, but very exciting to introduce my cousin, Gina Ivalani Naluwai from the island of Maui, who's calling in live today. She is a native Hawaiian cultural practitioner. She is a mother of four. I don't know how she does it all, but we're going to find out today. She is a Kumu Lomi Lomi master teacher and a licensed physical therapist. She's also the founder and director at what looks to be like a beautiful spa on Maui called Ho'omana. I've been on the website. It is gorgeous, and there's so much that she offers there. It's a fantastic retreat space as well, and it looks like a beautiful bed and breakfast. And all that she does, all the work that she does, centers around wrapping the arms of aloha around the globe. Welcome, Gina, to Inspired Living.
Aloha, everyone. Happy to
aloha.
Be with you today from sunny Maui.
Yeah, from sunny Maui. Oh, boy, isn't that nice? I'm looking outside now. It's a little overcast here in Virginia, but we can always count on the sun coming out in Hawaii. We're so grateful to have you join us today. We are almost going to be coming up on our first break in about 3 minutes here. But in the meantime, I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about your background, all the work that you do, and talk to us about your spa on Maui, what it is you offer there and how it is you work with your clients.
Well, of course, I'd love to share with you. Here at Ho'omana, Ho'omana means to be empowered. And so we offer our guests Hawaiian healing in many forms, from classes to spa treatments. And my background is in physical therapy, massage therapy. And then I journeyed back to Hawaii to my roots to really bring forward the very holistic practices that our ancestors have been sharing for generations and generations within family lineages. And it's really been only in the last 40 years that Lomi Lomi has not only been shared outside of Hawaiian families or Hawaiian healing for that matter, especially Ho'oponopono, a very spiritual aspect of our teachings, but now it's being shared globally, and I'm so happy to be a part of that sharing. We do have a bed and breakfast here as well, so people can come and stay and spa. But even though we're using that word spa, really, if you were going to get healing in the old days, you would be going to the village practitioner who would share healing chants and prayers with you, Hawaiian medicinal therapies, as well as body work. And so we've just taken that ancient model and brought it all the way to a modern context so that if that auntie or uncle practitioner in the community would have a wellness place today, we would call it a spa. And so that's what we're doing here, and all we do is Hawaiian healing, exclusive Hawaiian treatment with herbs and chants and all that I just shared with you.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful, Gina, because there's so much out there. I mean, people are fascinated with Hawaii and different practices and stuff, and there's all kinds of people out there saying that they do this or do that, but I'm just telling the listeners now, we're going to be heading into our first break, so let me finish my thought when I come back. But stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation with Miss Gina Naluwai and Hawaiian spirituality.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Gina Iwalani Naluwai, as we talk about Hawaiian spirituality and more specific, the Hawaiian practice of Ho'oponopono. Before we went to break, and I also want to let our listeners know how you can learn more about Gina and get in touch with her if you're interested in taking any of her classes or are going to be taking a trip to Maui. She would be a great person to learn from, and the spa is just absolutely beautiful. You can find more out about her spa and the work that she does at Ho'omana Spa Maui. That's Ho'omana Spa Maui.com. And you can also join her Facebook group, Ho'omana Lomi Lomi Training, on Facebook. She's going to be offering master classes and you can learn more about that at classes@lomimassage.com. This is all on our Facebook page and social media. You can reach her directly at 808-573-8256. So before we went to break, I was talking about people's interest in Hawaii and Hawaiian spirituality, and there's all kinds of people out there saying that they do this or that, or they understand this or they understand that. But Gina is a native Hawaiian who was taught through, you know, her different spiritual teachers who are also native Hawaiian. So if you want to learn the real authentic way of doing things and practicing some of these practices, then I would highly recommend reaching out there, because that's very important. You don't want to miss the essence of the way things ought to be done and the way things should really be done. So Gina, with all of that and giving us just a nice introduction to what it is you're doing, talk to us a little bit. I know we're going to get into Ho'oponopono, but talk to us a little bit about Lomi Lomi, because that is a very special traditional healing technique that the Hawaiians used, right?
Yes. That's right, Kim. So Lomi Lomi is a type of Hawaiian body work, but the Lomi Lomi practitioner, unlike some of the practitioners today in different modalities, I come from a background with a master's in physical therapy, and I can say that in my practice as a physical therapist, I really felt like so much was missing because of the really compartmentalized way that we view patients or clients in the modern, you know, medical tradition, or in the Western medical tradition. And then in the Lomi Lomi tradition, the Lomi practitioner, they were the healer, they were the physiotherapist, they were the psychologist, they were the medicine person, the priest at times. And so they were encompassing a very holistic, comprehensive practice. And while I was doing outpatient physical therapy, I had the opportunity to go to Big Island and begin my studies more than 15 years ago with a woman named Auntie Margaret Machado and another woman named Auntie Mahilani Poipoi, who's actually in our family. And what I found was that they were working with people, yes, on such a deeper level, more loving in the approach to the body, more holistic in working not just with the physical body, such as a knee or a shoulder, as sometimes we do in my previous physical therapy life, but with the emotional, mental, spiritual body, and then the physical body all encompassing. And when we do Lomi Lomi, our intention is to connect deeply down to the level of the bones. The Hawaiians believe that this is where your mana or life force, some people might know that word as chi or ki or prana, but we say mana. And your life force and your whole soul lineage story is held within the bones. So that when we connect deeply down to that level in Lomi Lomi with our intention, then transformation can take place on a very deep level, not just for this person physically in this time now, but backwards and forwards, meaning healing some ancestral things as well as healing themselves so that they can move forward and pass on to their offspring and their descendants a more clear, you know, avenue for healing to come through. That's really the essence of Lomi Lomi.
Wow, that is.
Wow,
Gina,
I love that.
You said that you're not doing the physical therapy anymore for that reason, as far as missing that component?
You know, I just couldn't really go back to practicing in the way that I was before. And so I dove deep into learning these Hawaiian teachings from these just wonderful teachers. I have six lineages of teachings that I carry, and all of them practice Ho'oponopono. Again, it was not separate, working with the spiritual, emotional being versus just the physical. And so incorporated into all of the sharing of all of my teachers was this valuable Hawaiian system for being in harmony with yourself, with others, and the divine, because as practitioners, how can we work with someone else when we're not clear ourselves? And also, how can we stand in the sacred face of someone else's energy field with clarity, Ho'oponopono is a practice to be able to remain in balanced alignment with others in the divine as you're doing your work in your own life and in your own relationship.
Yeah, and would the laws prohibit you from doing that?
Can you say that one more time, Mark? I missed you.
Would the laws prohibit from that?
Yes. I was like the black sheep in my physical therapy practice because I was working on the hip or working on, you know, the emotional aspect of illness related to the physical illness. And I always was getting called into my principal therapist's office, you know, essentially getting busted for not having a prescription for the back when I'm working on the knee, even though everything's related, or with talking to them by way of what a psychologist would normally do in that physical therapy setting. But in the Lomi practice, and when we talk about Hawaiian healing in general, it's all-encompassing, like I shared before. And I do still take that physical therapy knowledge into my practice. What it's allowed me to do is bridge Hawaiian teachings with Western teachings so that that ancient system can be brought forward in a languaging that medical professionals can understand, as well as massage professionals or just people who want to come and learn to work on their families and work on themselves.
So, Gina, let's talk about Ho'oponopono, as you've already kind of led into that. What exactly is Ho'oponopono? What does it mean, and what does the practice involve?
Well, Ho'oponopono can be thought of as conflict resolution, whether you're working with Ho'oponopono group or whether you're working internally with Ho'oponopono, which we call Ho'oponopono Ai. Ai in the Hawaiian language means to eat. So if we back up to the word Ho'oponopono, pono means to be correct, to be balanced, to be in harmony, to be in spiritual alignment, to be in integrity, to be healthy. Of course, all attributes that we want to have in our experience and in our life. And when you then put the word ho'o in front of pono, then it gives action. And ho'oponopono requires action, whether it's in your thought or in your deed. And so when we talk about ho'oponopono then, it's being in alignment, being in harmony. And when we think about Ho'oponopono Ai, then that gives responsibility. What is it that I've eaten? What have I ingested? What am I still digesting that is causing me to have this experience that feels challenging, or this conflict that's in front of me that I can learn from? And that is one of the parts of the practice is Ho'oponopono and coming back to harmony isn't about just sharing how you're feeling or pointing the finger at others when there's a conflict. It's more about, well, it's all about you. What is it that you have going on inside? And one of our teachings is a parable, actually, because it was always that the elders were sharing with the children in a simple way. And some of the first teachings were those of the bowl of light. And it's really a simple story that, you know, anyone can share with their children and in their families. And it's something that I shared with my clients on a regular basis in order to help them have tools to work with Ho'oponopono in a very simple way. And in this parable of the bowl of light, each child at birth is born with a bowl of perfect light. If they tend this light, the light will grow in strength, and they can swim with the sharks and fly with the birds and know and understand all things. If they continue on the path and instead of tending that light, allow emotions like anger and fear and jealousy and greed, each of these emotions act like a stone that they place into their bowl of light. And some of the light goes out because the stone and the light cannot hold the same space. if they then continue once again on this path and continue to put more of these stones, adding and fueling the heaviness and the weight of these stones in their bowl, then they will become like a stone. And a stone cannot move and a stone cannot grow. If at any time they tire of being a stone, and this is the redemption piece that I love so much about our culture, is that all they have to do is turn the bowl upside down, the stones will fall away, and the light will shine once more. The light was never gone. It's just that the things that they were putting into their bowl were not allowing them to see their light clearly or shine their light brightly on whatever situation was in front of them.
Okay, so Gina, boy, what a great parable there. We're going to be going into our next break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and then we'll continue on with this story, this lovely story that our guest, Ms. Gina Naluai, was sharing. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Protect your family from fire. Make sure your home has smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside your sleeping areas, and on every level of your home, even your basement. For games and activities, go to sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest today, Gina Naluai, as we talk about Hawaiian spirituality, more specifically, the art of Ho'oponopono. So, Gina, before we went to break, we were just starting on the very important part of redemption. So do you want to talk to us a little bit more about that or repeat what you said
before we went into break? Yes, of course. Sure. So the story of the bowl of light was something that I was sharing. And actually, this is coming from a very prominent family on the island of Molokai, which is one of our most spiritual islands. And it was one of the places where the children would go to learn about our ancient spiritual ways. And this family wrote their history in a book that's called The Tales from the Night Rainbow from an author called Kali J. Lee. And it should be in everyone's, you know, spiritual library of books. And yes, this piece about redemption. So, you know, we've all felt that, you know, heaviness that can happen, or that place of despair when we've lost hope, when we've had a falling out with a loved one, or when we've experienced some trauma in our life, and we go down into that kind of dark place of the soul. And this teaching is so wonderful because of that redemption piece, that it's not that your light isn't shining anymore. It's just that whatever situation you are going through right now may be clouding your ability to see that light that you came in with, that light of perfection, that light that is your birthright and your essence. And this teaching is about releasing those stones that maybe at one time served us for a certain purpose, for protection or what have you, through traumatic events, but that may not any longer be serving us. When we talk about these teachings, that we carry all of the stories of our ancestors, those are also in our bowl of light, ancestral baggage, if you will, that gets passed down from generation to generation, that we carry within our experience, sometimes not even realizing it, are also important for us to rewrite the story and blueprint of what's happened over time. And when we do that, we heal backwards and forwards. And I'd love to give an example of what that might look like.
Sure.
I had a student who came to me, and she was struggling with a relationship with her former husband. And they had been through a really difficult custody battle. And, you know, at this point in the time when she came to us, you know, they were barely speaking. And if they were, it was very hostile. And it was to the point where, you know, it was really affecting the children, because the children wanted nothing more than to have their parents both be at their soccer games and be able to, you know, be in spaces together. And they just were not at that place. And so this student came to me and said, I really don't know what to do. I'm really struggling. I feel like there's so much anger in our communication. And so what I've decided to do is create this wall of, like, this protective bubble around myself whenever I speak to him. And I asked her how that was going. And she sat and she thought about it for a second. And she said, actually, it's still really hard. And I said, well, did you realize that a wall of protection is actually a strategy of war? How many times in our history have we looked at a battle and two opponents, an opposing side, and when someone puts up a wall, that person decides, oh, there's a wall there, I'm just going to walk away. That's not usually how it happens. Normally what they do is get their battering ram, or, you know, get their catapults, or, you know, they come with reinforcements, and that's exactly what was going on for them. And so I asked her, what would happen instead if you shined the light of who you really are? You found this person for a reason. At a time, you had love for this person, enough love to decide to share your life with him, decide to have your children with him, focusing on the light in him, and also illuminating the light in him from the light that you carry, and offering instead love and light towards him, and see what happens when you change that dynamic and release stones of resentment within yourself, more light can pour through. And so she did that, and she did this practice of the bowl of light, releasing stones and bringing in more of her true essence. And now, you know, more than 2 years later, they've been able to be at their child's games together. And that family has had a tremendous amount of healing as a result of her shifting her energy. It wasn't even about, you know, making sure that he changed how he was behaving. He automatically changed, because when you have a tug of war with someone and one person lets go, as she did, then now there's no more tug of war. There's no more fight.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't it? Well, it's just beautiful to know that we can create transformation for ourselves. And the one thing that really sticks out to me about this practice of Ho'oponopono is the big, huge part of it that is
taking responsibility for ourselves in whatever circumstance we're having difficulty with, because that is, boy, that is an area that so many people don't want to do. They don't want to go there. They don't want to look at themselves in any circumstance. And so that's a major aspect of this practice. So what goes into Ho'oponopono? How does one practice this? What goes into that?
Well, one of the things that I always encourage people to do is to take notice of when they have a triggered reaction. And reactions that we have start really early in our experience. So, you know, for some of us, when we come up against conflict or something doesn't feel right, or we feel like something's irritating us in our experience, we typically have certain triggered responses. One of them might be that you get angry. One of them might be that you start to back up and kind of, you know, we have people who run from conflict. We also have those of us that really stuff our feelings about certain things down into the depths, and we don't, you know, we just are happy on the outside even though we're steaming on the inside. And these are really important responses to note, and perfect times to take a look at what's really going on, what's in the deeper layers. Has there been an experience that has happened in the past that's being projected onto this current situation? And that's a really good question to ask ourselves when we're having these triggered responses. And then it's about that Ho'oponopono eye. What is it about me that's attracting this experience? What am I holding that's not yet digested? And I call it a pono check, yeah? Am I in balance? Why am I feeling out of balance? What's going on inside? And taking responsibility for that, taking a deeper look at that, because it might not be that there's anything going on with this person. Likely, it's that you have something inside of you that this person is offering a reflection back to you for, and it's just the lens with which you're looking outward through this stone of past experience that's causing you to be irritated. It's triggering a response. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
It does.
I'm just curious though about you know, as we know, as I've heard from others, you know, there's the part of the practice that is the certain saying, right? I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Is that a part of what you teach in Ho'oponopono?
Well, that's really a great question, because Ho'oponopono, because it was passed down within family lineages, and as I shared before, I have six lineages of teachers, each and every one of them practice Ho'oponopono in a different way. And so this, what you're speaking of, the I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, and thank you, is one lineage of Ho'oponopono. This came from a woman named Morna Simeona and was really brought to the world through the teachings of Dr. E. Haleakala and Joe Vitale, who wrote a book called Zero Limits. And these are a wonderful practice of Ho'oponopono. And yet, yeah, that is just one lineage of Ho'oponopono. In my own family, we practice Ho'oponopono in a group setting where one of the elders of the family was always the person who was overseeing the practice, and where everybody would come together when they had a conflict and each person be able to share what they thought the conflict was and what they felt was a reasonable solution. And not just one solution, but because we get attached when we just bring one solution, but more than one, two solutions maybe, so that a conversation can happen. And we would gather together. We called it family meeting. We didn't call it Ho'oponopono. And many of my teachers called it by different names, Ho'opono, Ho'oponopono, and even Kūpono, which all mean the same thing. And so in this practice, it's a group setting, and we all come together and come to resolution. And we promise never to speak of it again, which is really one of the main things about Ho'oponopono. And that's a toughie.
That's
for,
hard
for
a lot
us
of
in
people.
Our modern society, especially when we got Facebook out there and, you know, things like that.
We're going to talk about it a lot.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And because that just gives more fuel. In essence, that just adds to the story and then gives more mana or more life force to that stone, whatever that stone may be. So if we think about the practice of the bowl of light, to answer your question, the practice is as simple as taking a look inside your bowl, seeing what is there. What is still yet to be released? Knowing what's yours then versus what someone else is, so there's no finger pointing. It's about taking responsibility. And then energetically releasing that stone from your energy field and replacing it with something joyful, something positive, something that you want to manifest in your life. And that is the practice. So releasing and bringing in, and doing it in a way that it is right now, because you're setting the intention for that to be. You've dreamt it in your mind, you've brought it to even your spoken word, and now it is. And rather than, I hope that, you know, one day I'll be able to stop this disharmony between my sister and I, you know, because that gives the connotation that it's far away, that it's out of reach, instead of it being in the here and now. The practice is, I release, for instance, stress in my job setting, and I bring in the knowledge that I am supported all the time.
And hold that thought, too, because we've got more on that. This is our final break of the show. We're going to be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation on Ho'oponopono.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest today, Gina Ivalani Naluwai. So, Gina, before we went on break, we were talking about the different lineages of Ho'oponopono. Now, real quickly, I do want to let our listeners know that Gina is going to be offering, making available to our Inspired listeners, a masterclass that she has coming up online, of which you can learn more about at classes@lomimassage.com, and she's going to be teaching everybody more about this topic of Ho'oponopono and going in greater detail, step by step,
through the practice and going through meditation that can help you with this. So Gina, so the different lineages that are out there, because, yeah, when I was asking, you know, up here on the mainland, I was seeing all these things on Ho'oponopono and let's get together and practice this. I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And I thought, well, what is that? I never heard of that. So I was asking my family members, other family members in Hawaii about that, and they, too, suggested what you did, that every family practiced it differently. But what is being practiced more, I guess I should say, maybe outside of Hawaii, is this lineage of this particular saying. But what it looks like is holds a common thread among all lineages is the notion of responsibility.
That's right. And not just the responsibility aspect, but also that gratitude. Because oftentimes that mahalo, that thank you. Because when we go through something that's difficult, when we have a difficult interaction or disharmony, however long that's been going on, it's about having gratitude and thanking those lessons and challenges that have come. Looking back to understand that it takes challenges in order to get where we are, that even those challenges are in their perfection. When we talk about Ho'oponopono, we talk about making things right. And things that are already right, making them more right. So that is that's a great example of how these challenges were perfect. They were exactly what we needed to shift and change and grow. Because when we're in a position that's really comfortable, typically, we just like to stay in that comfort, even if it may not be the healthiest situation for us, maybe because we're afraid of change or we're afraid of a shift because we don't know what it looks like on the other side. But thanking those challenges as they come so that we can take the gifts from those experiences and walk forward with those gifts is that thank you piece, that piece of gratitude. When we... in our Hawaiian perspective of things, nothing happens by accident. There's no coincidence. And if we look at our life at the time when a challenge happens, and this is what I do a lot in my Lomi practice, when someone comes in, for instance, with a physical injury, it's never, ever just physical. And if they come to me, mm-hmm. I always want to kind of walk them back into what was going on in your life when that happened. For instance, if someone got in a car accident and they said, I ran a red light. And, in their mind, it's as simple as that. But in their experience on a broader scale, I like to know what was going on in your job, what was going on in your family, what was going on for you. And more often than not, what I find is that person, they needed to slow down. Maybe that person mm-hmm. needed to slow down enough to learn how to receive support from others in the time that they were recovering from that accident. Maybe they need to pay more attention in many areas of their life and not just when driving. And that's the lesson that Spirit gave. It's just that sometimes we don't always listen to the lessons that come to us in, in our spiritual awareness, and if we don't listen to it then it can travel on maybe into our emotional body, and maybe then it can travel on into even our mental awareness. And if we ignore these messages all along the way, yes, eventually it will come and end up in the physical body in a way that we can no longer ignore it, and we have to begin to take action. And when it comes all the way to the physical body, then it's going to take more action than it otherwise would have taken. So I always say it's going to take more ho'o, more of that action to get that pono, that balance reintroduced.
Yeah, and with the word disease, a lot of that is dis-ease, if you think about it. Gina, as far as the history of this, how old is this and where do you see this going in the future?
How old is it? Well,
I always like the history of things.
Thousands of years. So the history books would say more than 3,000 years, but our chants and prayers that have been passed down through families through time, many more thousands of years than that, a time when we were here in Hawaii living in harmony, because, you know, we're so isolated from the rest of the world, really. We're you know, equidistant from any continent and all alone up here in the North Pacific. And so, you know, we had a certain amount of resources and we had to work together to live in this community, on this island community here, together with the seasons, together with the land and the watershed, those resources, together with one another, because we were up here and we had to figure out a way to make it work. And this is the way that we found, where everybody's voice is heard, everybody is seen as having equal standing in the community, and where we can come together and, before the sun goes down each day, have cleansing and clearing ceremonies for whatever it is that we need to clear, so we don't come and bring this into the next day and pass these things on to future generations. So yes, many thousands of years, and those practices still ring true, can definitely be practiced in a modern setting, in businesses, in families, in communities, and I believe even, you know, in our government system on a global scale, to help to resolve conflict.
That is beautiful. That's what I like to call spiritual awesomeness. So in the last, we're in the last section of the show here, about 5 minutes, Gina. As far as, I know my wife loves Lomi Lomi massage. Does that tie into the same philosophies of everything that you've been talking for the last, you know, 50 plus minutes, or is that a completely different modality when you get into the massage aspect of it? Because she always loves Lomi Lomi massages, so I was just curious how that ties in.
Well, you know, like I shared before, when we are working with the physical body, we're working with all of the bodies, spiritual, emotional. And one of the ways that I bring Ho'oponopono into my practice is this conversation about the bowl of light. And so Lomi Lomi also has its different lineages, just like Ho'oponopono has its different lineages. Again, something that was practiced within families. And so in Lomi Lomi, when we are working, we're always working very intuitively with the person. And we have this system of working with the body. I call it the wisdom of the bones, where for each area of the body where someone might come in with injury, there is a spiritual, emotional component or encoding within the bones for what might be going on with that person. And then the practitioner, the Lomi practitioner, can hold a greater level of space for that person's healing, knowing that, okay, if it's something like the backbone has to do with, you know, family, generational traumas that can happen, especially in the low back. And so it would be then working with the person, looking at what's going on in the family or what's going on here in your root system. Sometimes it has to do with place that you're in, or stability in your job as the protector or the provider of the family. And these are some of the reasons why we have issues in the back. And so in Lomi Lomi, sure, part of the teaching is exploring those relationships between the physical body and the emotional spiritual body for understanding of the practitioner. And Lomi Lomi itself is awesome. I recommend it to anyone. It's gentle, yeah, it's therapeutic. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know my wife loves it, so I thought I would just ask on her behalf. And there's just so much knowledge and information behind this topic. What a very inspiring and knowledgeable show. I'd love to have you back in maybe later in 2017 to continue to talk about this. I think there's a lot that people can take away from this. And one more time for the Inspired Listening community out there all around the world, what's the best way, Gina, to get a hold of you?
So people can go to ho'omanaspamaui.com. It's H-O-O-M-A-N-A, Spa Maui. And they can find out about any classes that we're doing. If you're on Maui, you can come book a session. And like Kimberly shared before, We are doing a live Ho'oponopono masterclass coming up online. It's free for this community, and we'll go into much more detail within our classes of Ho'oponopono and how this can support you in coming into balance in your own life and in your relationships.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being our special guest today.
Thank
Check
you
her out.
So
we'll have
much,
her information
Nina.
Posted on the Facebook
thank
page.
Thank you, Kimberly.
We have special guest Cynthia Rose McDowell talking about consciousness, music expansion. So we will talk with you guys next week. Until then, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.
Aloha.